Why fear recovery? Listen carefully and close your eyes. Let's begin. Recovery can feel frightening. After betrayal trauma, pain becomes familiar. Grief has a shape. Fear has a rhythm. Shame has a voice. Recovery asks the survivor to move toward a life not yet proven safe. That uncertainty can feel like danger. The nervous system may not fear healing because healing is wrong. The nervous system fears healing because healing requires change. The body has learned to react. The mind has learned to watch. The heart has learned to expect betrayal. Recovery asks these patterns to loosen, and loosening can feel like exposure. A survivor wonders who they will become if the pain softens. If the scan no longer defines every thought, what remains? If anger fades, what will protect them? If grief becomes quieter, does that mean the loss no longer mattered? These questions can make recovery feel unsafe. The fear of recovery is often the fear of losing the last connection to what happened. Pain can become a witness. Suffering can feel like evidence. Holding on can feel like loyalty to the self that was harmed. Letting go may seem like abandonment. But healing is not betrayal. Healing does not erase the crime. Healing does not excuse the criminal. Healing does not dishonor the person who suffered. Recovery means the wound no longer has to speak every hour to be believed. Recovery means the survivor remembers without being consumed. Recovery means the truth remains true without ruling the whole nervous system. Still, the body resists. Calm feels unfamiliar. Quiet feels suspicious. Kindness may feel dangerous. Hope feels foolish. Vigilance feels safer than peace because vigilance feels active and peace feels exposed. This is the old survival system trying to protect life. This protection deserves respect, but protection needs updating. The scam is not happening in this moment. The criminal voice does not have to guide the next decision. Breathe slowly. Feel your feet. Notice the room. Let the present become more real than the memory. Recovery exposes grief for what must be released. The fantasy carries comfort. The imagined future holds meaning. The daily messages are filled with loneliness. Losing the pain means facing the emptiness beneath the pain. The emptiness feels wide and frightening. Yet emptiness is not failure. Emptiness is space. Space can become rest. Space can become clarity. Space can become a place where new choices gather before they have names. Recovery can be approached slowly. One safe action. One honest conversation. One blocked contact. One report. One meal. One night of sleep. One moment without checking. One breath taking without punishment. Recovery is not a demand to feel better. Recovery is permission to stop living only as the injured self. There may be guilt in improving. A survivor can think feeling better means being careless, forgetting, or failing to suffer enough. But pain is not proof of responsibility. Endless suffering does not repair the damage. Responsibility grows through clear action, protection, support, and truth. The fear of recovery may also come from identity. Betrayal trauma caused by scams can shatter the sense of self. The survivor may feel suspended between who they were and who they are becoming. The old self feels gone. The new self feels unknown. Stay there gently. Do not force certainty. Let identity rebuild through repeated acts of care. A person becomes real again through small returns. Returning to the body, returning to daily rhythm, returning to honest speech, returning to safe connection. Returning to values from before the scam. Kindness, dignity, caution, courage, and love do not belong to the criminal. They belong to the survivor. Recovery opens the future. The future cannot be controlled fully. The future asks for trust, and trust may feel impossible. But recovery does not require blind trust. Recovery asks for grounded trust. Trust built slowly. Trust tested by behavior. Trust supported by boundaries. Trust that begins first with the self. Some days, staying wounded feels easier than healing. Some days, grief feels safer than movement. Let those days be met with honesty, not contempt. Fear does not mean refusal. Fear can be carried beside the next step without deciding the direction. You can move slowly and still move. You can feel afraid and still recover. You can grieve and still live. The fear of recovery does not need defeat in one moment. The fear needs patient structure and steady truth. Healing is not a place where the past disappears. Healing is the gradual return of choice, breath, dignity, and ground. The crime remains real. The harm remains real. Remember, you're also real. And life can become larger than your wound, one careful step at a time. You are a survivor. You have nothing to fear, but fear itself. Are you ready? Are you ready?